Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at Burrow.com/ACAST. That's Burrow.com/ACAST. Burrow.com/ACAST.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Guys, I'm hiding from the government right now. They've raided my place. They've got guns. They saw that I know too much. I know too much about what's going on in the blasted government. So I'm hiding from them. I really could use monetary support in order to get enough money to persuade the government in a monetary fashion to stop bothering me and that I'm no threat. And one way you could do that is subscribe to my Patreon at patreon.com/MatthewDonald. There you can find bonus content for both my podcasts, The Ripwit and Paleobites. For the Paleobites bonus content, we discuss pop culture featuring prehistoric animals. And this month we're talking about The Lamb Before Time, the classic 1988 Don Bluth movie with a hell of a lot of sequels. But we don't talk about any of the sequels. We talk about the original movie. I hear there's footsteps. They're coming closer. Oh, wait, no. Okay, that was just my cat. Go away, cat. You're going to give away my hiding spot. Link is in the description where you can sign up to the Patreon. Thank you for your support and have a lovely day. Have a better day than I am. Wait, what's that?
Roar. Growl. Snarl. Bellow.
Welcome to Paleobites, the podcast about paleontology hosted by an English major. I'm qualified. My name is Matthew Donald. Each week, I and a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about and rate a genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week, I am joined by someone who was once known by the name of Zenith, but is now known by the name of Tate.
R.I.P. Zenith and Tate.
Lexi Ryan, yes. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Those are our D&D,
my D&D
characters, yeah. By the way.
Yes, if you're interested, you should check it out. It's great fun.
Nice. Yeah, it is good fun. Like, I've played a couple of rounds. I need to play more rounds with more people. I don't know. It's fun. I still have my character. What is his name? Kleptocracy. He's a gnome ranger.
Nice.
Yeah.
Ranger is the class that most D&D people that are really into it are like, psh, why are you choosing Ranger? But that was my first character, and
yeah,
I loved it.
I just liked the idea of my little gnome with like a clockwork sniper rifle.
Oh, or yeah. Something. Yeah.
Something like, he's way too little for a gun as big as he has.
So. Yeah. I had great fun. I mean, you know I love Legolas, so mm-hmm. it was really fun.
Of course,
fun,
yeah, you're the more traditional elven ranger.
Yes, yes, I was. Yes, I was.
I just was like a little gnome who everyone underestimates, but then like, pew, pew, pew.
Yeah, well, that was the only traditional thing about Zenith, was the elven nature.
I guess that's true. Yeah. There's nothing else traditional about her. I mean, her name's Zenith, for God's sakes.
Yes.
Yes, of course. Okay, so yeah, I remember, actually, just 10 seconds before we recorded, you said that maybe you could insert some dinosaur stuff that you've learned into your D&D campaigns. Oh. From what you have learned today...
Oh, today,
or I guess maybe since we've done,
I don't know,
done the show, is there anything you would incorporate into your campaigns? And what
I don't
would it be?
Know. It definitely. I don't know if it would fit this one that I'm running, but I could see.
Well, just in general,
using. Gosh, I don't know if it's today, but like, I could see using like a dinosaur that is has a Medusa-like quality to it.
Okay.
That could be kind of fun.
A Medusa Ceratops that actually turns things to stone.
Or I could invent a dinosaur named Clindamycin because I, for some reason, think that's a dinosaur, but it doesn't exist.
I mean, there's a plesiosaur named Cryptoclitus.
Cryptoclitus. Like, these are some fun names. Like, I feel like I could have a lot of fun with
names. There's some freaking awesome dinosaur names. Like, you and I did Xenoposeidon once.
Yeah, and that's badass.
Yeah, there's Scorpio Venator.
Yeah, that's great as well.
A Dynamo Terror.
I think also, I don't know, I could probably incorporate maybe some cute little velociraptors that aren't as fierce.
There's literally a Bambi Raptor.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
But it would probably eat Bambi.
Yeah, I did an episode of Bambi Raptor once with a friend of mine. I don't know if it's come out as of yet. Here, I can check my schedule like a professional. I recorded already, but I don't know if it's going
to... It seems cruel to name something after something it eats.
Yeah, or maybe its mother got shot.
Did you call me Cheeseburgersaurus?
Maybe, yeah.
Calzonosaur.
Let's see. Bambi Raptor. Oh, no, this came out a while ago. Bambi Raptor came out a while ago. Yeah, this episode, by the way, the Concovenator, comes out August 17th.
Ooh.
We're 30 by that point.
We are 30 by that point. Let's not discuss that.
No. I'd like to think I'm 29 in 13 months.
Yes, of course. 29 forever.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to be 29 forever. Just the months go up, but not the years.
We don't age at all.
No, we're elves.
If only.
Ah, man. Yeah, that way I choose when to die. I just get in the boat when I want to, and then I go on the boat to the Grey Haven.
To a new place.
It's my choice.
Where I die. Yes. Yes.
Anyways, that sounds nice. You know, thinking about Tolkien, I mean, I know this, we're not talking about the Orca Raptor or anything, but I think Tolkien sort of implied that Middle Earth would eventually become our world, I've heard.
Interesting.
Yeah, like we're, you know how it's like in the Third Age, and like the Silmarillion's in the Second Age, and like the ring being destroyed is the end of the Third Age into the Fourth Age. I think I read
what
somewhere.
What happened to all the hobbits and the sexy elves?
The elves all went to the Grey Havens.
All of them, yeah.
Yeah, dwarves, I guess.
But where is that?
I don't know.
Where is that here? Australia?
Maybe.
Let's go to New Zealand.
That's
so
the Grey Havens. The elves are in a lot of trouble. but yeah, I think I heard that we're in the Eighth Age.
Okay.
I think. I don't know, I don't like that. I think it makes more sense. It's cleaner to me to say, oh, it's just a made-up world. You know?
I think so, too.
You gotta, be like, oh, you know, you gotta fit all this weird stuff
in.
Yeah,
orcs and magic and big, Sauron. Huge, giant eagles. Yeah.
Yeah, Flaming Eye.
Yeah. The Flaming Eye is also definitely...
Yeah, I haven't seen that, except for when I, you know, take a thing of my bong, man, right?
Why? Okay, I don't know what kind of bongs you're hitting.
I don't know either. Clearly, I haven't had any drugs.
I can tell you, if you hit a bong and you're seeing that Flaming Eye, you are not having...
I might have Flaming Eyes.
You're not having... Yes, you might have Flaming Eyes, but you are not hitting weed, my friend. That is not an effect of cannabis.
I guess that's true. Some sort of drug, I would have Flaming Eyes.
I'm sure, like the psychedelics.
Yeah. Or like just my eyes would turn red.
Yeah. And weed does that. But if you see a flaming eye,
that would that's like see you.
That's terrifying. Demonic weed right there.
What is it like? It's Kingsfoil. It's what happens when you smoke that Kingsfoil or whatever.
Wait, what?
Remember that part when is that what it's called? Where like when Frodo just got stabbed by the Nazgul and they're trying to dull it before they can get to the elves, and then Aragorn's like, you know this one thing.
It's a plant. I don't think that's...
But then he says some name for
yes,
it.
It's a weed.
Yeah, I think it's Kingsfoil.
I don't think that's it. It's not hitting my brain.
Something. Right. It's a weed. It may help to slow the poison.
Yeah, I know exactly the one you're talking
about. Smoke that.
Yes, it's a weed. Yeah.
I thought it was Kingsfoil. I don't know. You probably know more than I
do. No, I don't know. Here, you continue to talk. I have to look it up.
Okay. Well, while you're looking it up, we're going to talk about something that's not related to Lord of the Rings in any way.
Yes.
We're talking about a very strange creature called Concovenator. Makes me think of Conker, you know, this video game character. You ever heard of Conker?
I'm Conker.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are so right, my friend.
It was Kingsfoil?
It's Kingsfoil.
Yes!
Yes. Yep.
Okay, if you smoke some Kingsfoil...
Then you'll see the Eye of Sauron.
You'll see the Eye of Sauron.
Well, it's good for topical use, but don't ingest it.
Okay, Concovenator. This is a... really bizarre creature. It looks like a normal meat eater, except for this weird growth. Like, just in front of its hips on its back. Mm-hmm. That goes up like a camel's hump.
It's got them humps, them lovely lady lumps.
Yeah, you were talking about like, are there any dinosaurs with big butts in an earlier episode? This one, yeah.
This one doesn't have, it's more like a hunchback situation.
Well, actually, concavenator means the humpback hunter of Cuenca, which is a area in Spain.
Sounds like also the part of your inner ear. Isn't that also the name for
Cuenca
your inner ear?
Cuenca or something?
Yeah, Cuenca. I feel like that's part of your inner ear.
I don't know. I don't know the human butt. That's
or,
one
or
area.
Or is that on a cat when... Nope, I'm not going to go there.
Oh, okay. Well, see, the human body, that's one science that I know nothing about. Like,
yeah,
I don't like...
I'm just here.
Yeah, like, I like to think we're just magical automatons.
I love that, too.
Yeah, because I don't want to... That's gross in there.
Yeah,
you know how some people have an issue with the word moist?
Yes, like every person.
Yeah, so that's how I feel about the word tissue. Not tissue like a Kleenex.
Okay, so it only bothers you in a context of
it's
medical...
It's like ripping the skin tissue. Like,
oh, yeah. Like when I hurt my foot, when people were trying to explain what happened inside, I was like, no, thank you. No,
yeah.
Thank you. You don't need to tell me what's
yeah,
happening
it's
inside
like,
my body.
Yeah,
exactly. It's like, gross, friend.
Like, yeah, like, ugh. And body horror, I do not do body horror.
Well, hopefully it didn't shame its hump the way we're shaming ourselves.
it might have been useful for a couple things. I got some theories.
Well, I'm sure the other one we talked about, the... Medusa Ceratops made fun of it because it was all fancy and beautiful looking, and then all along came this humpback dinosaur.
That's true. This one though, it had an Esmeraldasaurus. No.
What?
Yeah, because there was a
Hunchback of Notre Dame. That would be great.
I mean, they're the gargoyles. They were the victims of Medusa Ceratops,
they
right?
They are. You look at it. It's all coming together.
It's all coming together. Yeah. Anyways, it's a type. It is. A Carcharodontosaurid theropod, which I'm assuming means nothing to you.
Nope.
Okay, so actually we did an episode on a previous Carcharodontosaurid. That means shark-tooth lizard. Remember when we did Sauroniops?
Yes,
speaking
that was
of
the
Lord
Sauron's
of the Rings,
eye.
Yeah, the
yes.
Sauron, yeah. So, yeah, that was another type of, in this family.
Oh, okay.
So this is someone like it. It's not nearly as big as Sauroniops. That one was like 40 feet long. This one is 18 to 20 feet. So that's 5.5 to 6 meters long. I'm trying to think of a way to measure it that's not a car. Because...
It's like, I'm just thinking of myself. It's like almost 4 of me. Or
I think this is about 25
three
feet.
3.5 of me.
Yeah.
You took me and stacked me up.
Yeah, like I think this room is about...
Okay.
That doesn't mean anything to the listeners.
Yeah. Right. Are you kidding me? Excuse me, don't tell the listeners the size of my room. It is a mansion, sir. I live in a 1,000-acre...
Yeah, that's right. I had to... I put some pennies in the fountains
yes,
on the
of
way
course.
Here.
Don't, careful, don't step in that one.
I saluted the picture of the queen,
the
statue of the queen.
Yes, there's fountains everywhere. I have statues everywhere. I have a very modest... modest is the wrong word.
Yeah.
It's very fanciful.
Yes, it's the opposite of modest. Resplendent.
Yes, it is resplendent. I love that.
Yes, I see all the Cupid statues. There.
Yes, of course.
And
I'm getting those removed. I hate them.
I guess that's true. I like the band that's playing violin for
Thank
us.
Thank you. I told them to just mimic playing while we recorded, not
of
to
course.
Interfere with
of
recording.
Course, of course. But yes,
so, yes.
I might tip them.
Continue,
here.
Gentlemen.
Yes, we'll give them a good tip of several $1,000s.
Yes. Oh, it's chump change to me.
Yeah, of course. You're just throwing out money.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you. Anyway.
I get it from all the fountains. People throw in their money.
Oh, smart. I need to invest in this fountain business.
Yes, it's a neat trip.
Okay. Diet carnivore. Time early Cretaceous this time. 130 to 125 million years ago.
Okay.
So the Cretaceous was by far the longest of the three geological periods in dinosaur times.
And refresh my memory, it's
Triassic, Jurassic, Cretaceous. Okay. Cretaceous is about half of the whole thing. So
okay.
So yeah.
And T-Rex is in
the very end of the Cretaceous,
which is funny because it's Jurassic World.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. In Jurassic Park / World, especially in the first movie, there were only two species in that movie that were
actually
from the
there.
Jurassic.
But they explain it away with the science experiments. Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, I've learned recently that mosquitoes, the way they bring them back. First evolved in the Cretaceous.
Okay.
So they wouldn't be able to bring anything back before that. I mean,
so wait, and that's accurate. Like there were actually mosquitoes back then.
Yes, but not except for until only in the Cretaceous onward.
Yeah. Okay.
I think.
But they probably were like bigger and not exactly the same.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Just as annoying.
Probably just as annoying. Ugh. So location Spain. I don't know, Spain's pretty cool. You ever been to Spain?
I have been to Barcelona.
Yeah, Barcelona, that's right.
Yes,
yeah.
That's how the Spanish people say it. You say Barcelona, but when you're there, it's supposed to be Barcelona. Yeah.
Well, it's like, you know, you don't say Quesadilla.
Yeah, that's true. Well, also, it's just the cell is a lisp kind of.
Barcelona?
Yeah, Barcelona.
Barcelona. Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of how
yeah.
the Spaniards would say it, yes.
Yeah, I don't like that.
But I was there when I was 12.
Oh, so it was a while ago.
It was a while ago.
Okay. Described in 2010, pop culture appearances. There's actually a few.
Oh.
For this one, I wasn't thinking there was any. But actually... a statue of it appears in the Lockwood Manor in Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. Remember when we were watching Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, there was that manor with all the...
I'm trying to think, is that where they got, like, stuck in those trapped compartments and stuff? And like, I don't know.
Yeah, because, like, they brought all the dinosaurs from the island.
Yes.
Beyond the volcano erupted and they got the dinosaurs from the island. Then there was that mansion.
Okay.
There was
yes.
that weird personal museum he had
yes, yes.
with all those dinosaurs. There yes. was a Concavenator in the background. I actually noticed it the first time I saw the movie.
Okay.
Because that's a very distinctive thing in the background.
The
I was
hump.
Like, oh, yay!
Yeah.
they're using obscure dinosaurs.
I wonder if they're also, like, innuendo intended. Like, my hump's bigger than yours. Like, walking around. Like, if,
something like
as
that.
The male, like, I got a bigger hump. Or I wonder if, like, it's like birds. Like, there's... The, like, humps are larger in the gender.
Yeah, that's yeah. I could see that. Yeah, not the lady humps, the other humps.
Yes. Well, I just know, like, there's
the
certain,
man
I
humps.
Mean, like, with peacocks, like, the beautiful ones are actually the female, or
the
males.
Well, that's
yeah.
just true of birds, for the most part.
Is it? I'm,
yeah,
see,
like,
I'm, you're the aviary.
Yeah, because the females expert. Have to blend into the, well, they're sitting on their eggs.
Uh-huh. And the males are like, look at me, I'm beautiful.
If you look at birds, or really any animal... And how they do like, look, attract mates
like
and other
mating.
Stuff.
Yeah.
It's so similar to how we do it with dating sites.
Really?
Yeah, it's like...
You're the best of yourself.
The men constantly sending signals to the women. It's rarely the other way around.
Yeah.
Like, women get message after message after message on these Facebook groups, while we men are lucky to get, like, one every week.
That's how it is. Yeah, and I remember, too, like, even, like, geckos or lizards in, like, Florida and New Orleans, mm-hmm. like, the males mate with... Like, they do, like, this thing with their lower chin, and it becomes, like, swollen and, like, beautiful red. And
right,
just, like,
right.
Yeah.
And how is that any different than, like, a Tinder picture of a guy shirtless, you know?
That's true. That's our version of that.
Yeah, it's basically the same.
Yes.
So I think that's kind of interesting.
Except for not all of us like the shirtless Tinder picture.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Throw a picture of yourself on there playing Catan and some board games
yeah,
on Friday
see,
night, and I'm sold.
Anyway, so as well as Lockwood Manor, Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, it's also in some tie-in games of that franchise. Jurassic World, the game, which is like a mobile game where you're like, you know, it's like you can build your park, oh, but you have to wait 10 hours to do this one thing,
okay.
or you spend this money, you know, it's one of those things.
You're right.
Yeah. And there's also Jurassic World Alive that it's in, which is basically Pokemon Go, but with the Jurassic World license.
Okay, I haven't seen that. That seems like it would be scary.
Yeah, you go out and you, like, catch
walking
her,
down the street and
all watching
the street. Ah, it's a Velociraptor!
And it has, like, little CGI things of them kind of walking around.
That's crazy.
And it actually has a filter that you can use to take pictures with in case you want to take someone
that's
picture.
That's so funny.
I have a picture, I think there's a picture of me, like, and there's a dinosaur, like, right here. It's pretty good. It's
that's
framed
cool.
in my house. So, yeah. Sometimes dinosaurs have bizarre, seemingly one-of-a-kind features that perplex scientists and make them theorize to high heaven what in the world these things were for. The crest of Dilophosaurus, the horns of Carnotaurus, the plates of Stegosaurus. Those are just some of the more famous examples. One of the most bizarre, though, and by this I mean the most what the f*** bizarre, is Concavenator. This thing looks like your typical medium-sized meat-eating dinosaur, except for the presence of two back vertebra just in front of the hips that are extremely tall and form a narrow, pointed crest, or possibly a hump like a camel. It's hard to tell. Although a camel skeleton doesn't have those, like,
yeah, because that's like water, it's not like
it's
bone.
Food, like it's like
yeah.
a back a thing of fat
like
a, that you
yeah,
can live
it's
off
like
of.
A squirrel's chubby cheeks,
yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So, and this is just such a weird placement for it, like just in front of the hips,
mm-hmm.
like that's like I could see it like in the middle of the back or maybe in the shoulders to make it like a hunchback, but in the back,
yeah,
like way back there, that's so weird. Who's this thing trying to impress?
It's got a bump on the backside.
Yeah, ugh, big gross bump. You're just imagining
but,
like little
well,
feathers.
You don't know. Maybe that's what the ladies were looking for.
It's
like,
like
look
yeah,
at
the
his
taller the better.
Look at his bump.
That's what they do. So what was this thing for? Well, so as well as like maybe you know the usual attracting mates sort of thing. Some scientists speculate it could have been used for thermoregulation.
Okay, cool.
So like you know most dinosaurs were not entirely warm or cold blooded, with the exception of. The highly bird-like ones, such as Velociraptor, which were formerly warm-blooded, most of them were within a state in between called mesothermy, is what it is.
Fancy.
Yeah, so we have endothermy, and then it's not called ectothermy anymore. There's like poikilothermy or something. Or
you could tell me and I would just be like,
It
like,
used to be,
I don't know.
When I was a kid, it used to be called ectothermy, but it means something. I don't know.
Okay.
But mesothermy is like in the middle. This gives dinosaurs the advantage of warm-blooded creatures like an active style and like an active lifestyle and other stuff. But it also meant that the bigger ones wouldn't overheat. And they didn't require so much food to stay alive.
Okay.
Because, like, you know,
so
when you have
this, this is hypothesized, or
yeah, hypothesized. Because there's no way you can really tell, but we assume that's the way. Because if you look at something like T-Rex, like that is way too big for something to be fully warm blooded. Because it would have to eat way too much.
Okay.
Because, like, if you look at like a lion, it has to eat like 50 or 100 zebras a year. While, like, a crocodile, which weighs about the same.
Doesn't have to eat much.
It needs to eat, like, one.
Yeah.
So.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so, like, and also, if you ever notice, like, you know, these predators, like T-Rex, they got 40 feet long. They're, like, the size of buses, man. The biggest mammal predators we've ever known are, like, the size of horses. They don't get as big as dinosaur predators.
Yeah.
So there's clearly a reason for it, and one of the reasons is it's the mesothermy of dinosaurs. So
very cool. That's some cool sciencey stuff.
I think so. I mean, you can learn some stuff on this show. So sometimes some scientists think that Concavenator like used it kind of its thing kind of like a solar panel to like kind of point it
That's
towards the
neat.
Sun and like warm up in the morning or something.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Or, like, turn away if it got too hot.
The OG solar panel.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's not the OG one. You ever heard of Dimetrodon? It's the one with, like, the big sail. It's kind of like a lizard.
I know, like, the big fin-looking thing with, like...
Yeah.
Maybe I'm thinking of it. I don't know.
Well, you're probably thinking of Spinosaurus, which
has,
like, a fin.
It's close to it, right?
But Dimetrodon is like that, except it's, like, four-legged like a lizard. That's one theory for it. But here's my theory. Okay. So, there is another dinosaur, a Spinosaur, actually, someone in that family, called Ichthyovinator.
Sounds Greek.
I mean, well, most dinosaur names are Greek, but it means fish hunter.
Yeah, I guess. And now that you said that, I'm like thinking about dinosaur names. I'm like, oh yeah, they are. At first, I was like, no.
Except for the ones in China, where it's like Guang Long or something, you know?
Yeah.
And that's not me being racist, making stuff. That's actually a dinosaur name.
Okay. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's actually a dinosaur, Guang Long. Yeah, so there's another dinosaur called Ichthyovinator. And it, you know, like members of its family had a fin on its back, like the sail. However, its fin was kind of divided into two. It had a weird thing that like sloped down at one point in particular, just in front of the hips. So my theory is that Concavenator and Ichthyovinator were like two puzzle pieces.
That fit together.
That fit together.
Wow.
Yeah, like in this giant jigsaw puzzle of dinosaurs or something, you know, kinkier like That's my theory. I'm going to publish a paper on it shortly. Also lived around the same time.
You know, it's possible, right?
I mean, it lived in Thailand or something. Like, actually, I wrote down where it lived. Hold on. It lived in a completely different part of the world. So that's the only problem.
Oh, that is problematic.
Yeah.
Unless one of them had extremely long genitals, which I don't think is
the case. Don't know. Like,
sometimes they're up in there, right?
Yeah, we think dinosaurs had a cloaca, which is
that's the word you were saying. Earl, hold on, what was the word you said at the beginning of this? That I said sounded like inner ear.
Oh, what was the cuenchia or something?
Because that sounds very much like this word.
Yeah.
When I was talking about a cat and then I stopped myself earlier,
oh.
I was about to say, because they have one too.
They have a cloaca?
Or at least all I know is I have a male-ish cat, male-ish long
story. Yeah, no, your cat is kind of like...
Yeah, but my cat
non-binary.
Does have a penis.
Yes.
And it is not outside. So
how whales are.
That's the same.
You know, like mammals...
Yeah, and whales are supposed to have like...
Yeah, but keep in mind, whales are mammals, so they have penises, but you don't see them just floating behind them as they're swimming, because that would create drag, so.
That's, how evolved?
Yeah, so they
I keep
they
my
fold
dick
them
tight,
in.
And
yeah,
nice and tight,
so.
Like, inside, anyway. Tucked up inside.
Ah, so, here, listeners, you're learning about whale dicks.
You know.
Anyways, all right, well, that's Concavenator. It's got a really... interesting feature. I did emotions like whoop, whoop, whoop. Let's rate this thing. What are we gonna rate?
I think since we got to the subject of talking about wangs, I have to give it a higher rating. So I'm gonna say
literally higher.
I'm gonna say Well, I don't want to give it too high because I'm like thinking about the
not
other
69
the other people. Not 69. I'm thinking about the other ones. I'll just say a solid 42.
42 million has the dick that's like, the meaning of life for universe and everything.
And I'll be honest, like 20 million of that is the penis conversation. If we didn't have the penis conversation, it probably would be
a granted, let's keep in mind that this was on the other end of, you know, it was on the butt rather than the other end. So that would be a weird penis.
That would be. You know, it's just the back. It's the back of the front side of the coin.
But, yeah, well, exactly. Well, like, if Concubinator, if my theory about Concubinator and Igvinator were two, they made it by just backing into each other.
And there's no way for us to tell, like, which one of the dinosaurs had the biggest, like...
Someone up to this is a velociraptor noises.
What is this, a velociraptor episode?
Yeah, well, no, if you want to hear that, listen to the previous one.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm going to rate it like 40 million, I think.
Okay.
I mean, it's cool. I don't know. I'd see this thing, you know, I'd like to think, like a camel's hump, you could ride it. It gives you a nice thing to sit on when you're on the back of this thing.
As long as it's not too pointy.
That's true. It has to be
rounded.
Yeah, I guess it's true.
Because then that would be very painful, like a Toe of the Hun style. Like,
oh, that's true.
Like, oh, pointy.
Yeah. Or like Genghis Khan.
Right in my bun. Yeah, bun. Bum.
Of course. I mean, they're both the same, right?
Apparently I'm hungry again. Buns.
Food is good, isn't it? I'm going to go get some food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to get some food. Mm-hmm. Someone's going to eat something eventually.
Yes, hopefully. I mean, we do need to stay alive.
That is true. Sustenance is good. All right, well, that's it for this week. If you want to get a hold of the show, you can contact me at mattd@methodcreator.com. God, thinking about this episode, I just heard Matt D, and I'm like, oh, no.
Like, D as in, like...
This episode has ruined
me. We're children.
We are just little bitty.
He said D.
You said D.
He said D.
Oh, man. All right, so Matt D at MatthewDollarCreator.com. For any drill questions, I'm the co-host. I'm on at MatthewDollarCreator on Facebook, at MatthewDollar64 on Twitter, and MatthewDollar64 on Instagram. What are you on, Lexi?
I am at LexiTate44. I asked you earlier, you asked me earlier about the 44. Why is 64?
Well, for that, listen to my show, The Ritwit. I have a joke at the end of every episode that's a different reason.
Oh, well, you gotta tell me off air what the actual reason is.
I don't know, I like
is.
To do the mystique.
No, it must remain a mystery for all ages.
Yeah, but it's always been 64. It's,
you've murdered 64 people.
Yes, exactly.
I knew it.
See, I haven't done that on The Ritwit yet. Oh, I've done a bunch of weird things.
It's weird, because it's the truth.
Yeah. Of course it's funny, it's a joke. By the way, FBI, it's not true.
Oh, yes, my apartment's bugged, just kidding. Act normally.
Right. Man. So, let's see. I've done things like I have 64 moles removed off the side of my left face.
Just the left side?
Just the left side. I'm like two-faced, you know?
I have many moles on the right side, but I only had 64 on the left side removed.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
That's how random.
Like, I had, like, my butt weighed 64 pounds at one point. 32 pounds per cheek.
That's a big ass.
I mean, no. 32 pounds per cheek. So,
those are some big cheeks.
Yeah, I'm thick, bro.
Yeah, thick. With two C's.
Yes, exactly. Anyways. Okay. Also, in case you hear this and like, man, I should read a book written by this guy. I have a book series on Amazon, Megazoic, available for print and Kindle. I'm fairly certain I have not used a Concubinator in it. It would be a good place to set a gun.
Yeah, but there are lasers.
There are lasers. Pew,
lasers.
Pew, roar.
Pew.
Also, I have a podcast, The Ritwit, as we were just talking about. Where two twits talk about writing or writing and stuff. Writing tips, you know?
Yes, and what I said last time, which I like, you're a twit if you don't listen to Ritwit.
Yes. You hear that, twits? You're no longer twits if you listen to Ritwit. So go listen to Ritwit. You're no longer twits.
There you go.
Well, what do you got to lose? Anyways.
Yeah.
All right, that's it for this week. It was the end of every episode of Paleo Bites.
I feel like I've repeated that so many... Roar!
I mean, they all roar, is what we think. Although we find that they might not actually roar, which is lame.
Roar?
That's more like
making
they chirped.
A non-roar
it's
noise.
It's like,
brr, brr. Huh. That sounds like just like a bird.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Brr, 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 brr. Like Cardi B.
Oh, God.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states.
United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.